Title: Writing Atmospheric Jungle for Late Night Moods Advanced. Ableton Live Composition Lesson. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're writing Atmospheric Jungle for that late night mood. 2 to 4 a.m. city lights, headphones on, moving through space. The core idea is contrast. You want crisp, kinetic breakbeats that feel alive, and you want wide, ghostly ambience that feels like it's hanging in the air behind them. If you do it right, the drums feel urgent, but the whole track still feels restrained and cinematic. We are staying composition focused, but I'll give you the stock Ableton workflow that makes this sound feel professional fast. By the end, you're aiming for a 64 to 96 bar sketch, one main break that evolves, a clean mono sub, a restrained resmid layer with movement, and a pad or drone bed that sells the time of night. Then we arrange it with energy management, not by adding 30 new tracks. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 165 to 170 BPM. I like 168 as a sweet spot. Still jungle fast, but not frantic. Time signature is 4/4. Now organize before you touch sound design. Make groups. Drums, bass, Atmos, FX, and AREF track if you want to drag in a reference tune. Color code and name tracks now. This is one of those advanced producer habits that stops you from losing momentum later. On the master, keep it minimal while composing. Throw on utility so you can trim gain quickly, and spectrum so you can sanity check your low end. No limiter yet. Leave headroom. If you're peaking around -6 dB on the master while building, you're doing yourself a favor. Step 1. The late night break foundation. The break is the engine. The mood comes from everything around it, but if the break doesn't roll, it's not jungle. Drop in an amen style break or any break with personality. Warp it. Use beats mode. Preserve transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower envelope is punchier, higher is smoother. We want controlled chaos. Gritty, but not harsh. Now slice it. Right click and slice to new MIDI track. Slicing by transients. Create a drum rack. This is where you get advanced control without losing the break's identity. Program a 2-bar groove. Keep your main snare solid on 2 and 4 so it still drives. Then build your shuffle and ghost notes out of slices. Jungle rarely sits on rigid 16th HS, so avoid that grid hat line feel. Think of it like a drummer who's caffeinated but tasteful. Add swing using the groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing at 55 to 60 and don't overdo it. Apply 20 to 40%. You want breathing, not a stumble. Now here's the advanced timing tip that goes beyond groove pool, micro timing. Once your 2-bar pattern is solid, nudge only a few slices. Push some ghost snares 1 to 6 milliseconds early for urgency. Pull a couple hats 5 to 12 milliseconds late for that lazy pocket. But keep the kick and the main snare close to the grid. That's the anchor. In Ableton, you can do this surgically by adjusting note start offsets inside the MIDI clip. And if the entire drum feel needs a tiny shift, track delay is your global tilt knob. Processing chain for the drums group. Stock only. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That clears useless rumble. If things start biting your ears, it's often 3 to 6 kHz. A small dip there, maybe 2 to 4 dB, can keep the late night vibe smooth. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch sparingly, maybe 0 to 10. Boom is usually off or very low for this style, because it fights the sub and makes the groove feel less intentional. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not pinning it. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction just to gel the break. Optional saturator after that. Soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB if you want density. If you're getting fatigue, back off distortion before you start carving with extreme EQ. Now for late night drums. A big trick is air without washing everything in reverb. Make a return track called Drum Air. On that return, put EQ 8 and high pass somewhere between 400 and 800 Hz so only the upper content feeds the space. Add hybrid reverb with a short room or plate, like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, low mix, then a gentle saturator. Send a bit of snare and ghost notes to that return. The snare stays punchy, but it feels like it exists in a room. And remember this concept, distance staging, not more reverb. Think in three lanes. Foreground is your dryish break transients plus clean sub. Midground is your short room return on snare and perk. Background is your long reverb smear elements that are often printed to audio. If something feels too wet, sometimes the fix is actually adding more dry signal or rolling off highs going into the reverb, not just turning the reverb down. Step 2. Bass. Atmospheric jungle bass is simple notes with complex motion. That's the mindset. The bassline doesn't need to talk constantly. It needs to feel like a presence. Start with a sub-track. Use operator for speed. Oscillator A is a sign. Keep the envelope clean. Instant attack. You can do sustained notes, or do plucks by dropping sustain and using a short decay. Add a saturator after it with 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip on. That gives you translation without making the sub fuzzy. Write a 2-bar bass line and leave rests. Negative space equals late night tension. Key-wise, F, F-sharp, or G are common ranges that feel weighty, but use whatever suits your track and your reference. Process the sub to keep it disciplined. EQ8, low pass around 120 to 180 HE. Compressor with sidechain from the kick, or even from kick plus snare depending on your groove. Keep it subtle. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. 1 to 3 dB reduction. Then utility, width at 0%. Always mono sub. Trim gain to keep headroom. Now the mid bass, the restrained reese. This layer should be quiet but alive. In wavitable, start with two saws. Slight detune. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. Filter it with an LP24 and keep the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz to start, then automate slowly. Add an LFO to the cutoff at 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's slow. That's like the city breathing slow. Process the reese. Saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive. Then EQ8 with a high pass at 120 to 180, so it stays out of the sub. If it fogs the mix, check 250 to 400 Hz and trim gently. Then utility to widen, around 120 to 160%, but only for mids. Leveling note, keep that mid layer 10 to 18 dB under the drums. If you can clearly hum the reese, it's probably too loud for this mood. You want it felt, not featured. If you want width without wrecking mono, do the stock mid-side style trick. Put the reese in an audio effect rack with two chains, a mid-chain with utility width at 0, and a side-chain with utility width at 200. On the side-chain, add EQ8 and high-pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Now the low-mid stay centered, the movement lives on the sides, and your mono check won't destroy your bass. Quick sub-translation trick. Don't dirty the true sub. Duplicate the sub MIDI onto a new track that sub harmonics. Use operator with a triangle or a sign with more saturation. Then band limit it around 120 to 400 Hz. Keep it quiet. That gives the bass audibility on small speakers, while your reedal sub stays clean and stable. Step 3. Atmosphere bed. This is where the late night mood actually happens. The goal is depth without clutter. Start with the pad or a drone. Use analog or wavitable or even a sampled chord. Harmonically, pick a home bass and don't fully resolve it. Late night jungle works when the listener feels suspended. A minor 7 or minor 9 chord is perfect. For example, F minor 9, F, Ab, C, Ab, G. And instead of writing a big chord progression, you can keep the same chord color for a long time, but rotate the upper extensions. Maybe the 9 becomes an 11, then a 13, just quietly. It evolves without turning into a songy progression. Pad chain. EQ8 high pass 150 to 300 Hz at least, sometimes even higher in this genre. Chorus ensemble for subtle width. Then hybrid reverb. Plate or hall. Long decay like 4 to 9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 ms so it doesn't swallow the transient tail. Low cut 250 to 500. High cut 6 to 10k so it's dark and distant. Add auto filter after, slowly modulating cutoff so the pad drifts. Then utility width 140 to 200%. Now the pro move. Resample it. Create an audio track set to resampling and record 8 to 16 bars of the pad. Then treat it like found footage. Reverse chunks. Fade in and out. Refilter it. You'll get this coherent ambient smear that sits behind the break without fighting it. If you want that recorded, not synthesized feel, degrade the resampled audio slightly. Add redux very lightly. Add erosion and noise mode at low amount, and then an auto filter with gentle random style movement. The point is not lo-fi as a gimmick. It's texture that makes it feel lived in. Add 1 to 3 texture layers. Vinyl crackle, tape noise, rain, distant traffic. Maybe one ghostly vocal shot, pitched down and washed out. Maybe a distant siren tone, super low in the mix and filtered. Here's the rule. If you notice the texture, it's probably too loud. These are subconscious. For a ghost vocal without relying on a sample pack, record something on your phone, even a simple phrase. Warp it, transpose down 7 to 12 semitones, low pass it hard, and feed a long reverb. Then resample the reverb tail only. Solo the return, record it, and chop that into one shots. Reverse them and place them before snares or transitions. Suddenly you've got this haunting human element that doesn't clutter the groove. Optional sparkle trick. Make a break shatter layer. Duplicate your break rack. High pass it aggressively at 2 to 5K. Compress and saturate harder, then keep it very low. This adds crispness perception without turning the whole drum bus bright. Step 4. Arrangement that breathes. Atmospheric jungle doesn't need constant new instruments. It needs controlled evolution. Aim for a 96-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 16. Intro with Atmos only, plus filtered break teasers. Bars 17 to 33. First drop, full break and sub. Bars 33 to 49. Variation A. Remove some drum elements and let the pad come forward. Bars 49 to 65. Second drop. Bring in more mid-bass movement and maybe extra percussion. Bars 65 to 81. Breakdown. Strip to Atmos. A vocal smear. Maybe a distant kick. Bars 81 to 96. Outro. Filter drums down and keep the drone or environment running. Now, you're going to make it feel alive with automation arcs. Think like a film score. 2 or 3 long curves, not 50 tiny tweaks. Automate a break high pass filter, like 40 Hz up to 120 Hz in the intro and outro. Automate the snare and ghost reverb send so it blooms at transitions. Let the pad filter drift slowly over 16 to 32 bars. Open the mid-bass filter more in the second drop, and ride the noise texture level so it rises into fills and dips when the drop hits, so the drop feels like it clears the air. Advanced Barination. Create a two-step illusion without changing tempo. In one section, remove one kick and re-accent the sub so it suggests halftime while hats keep jungle motion. This is a great way to refresh the midsection without introducing new sounds. Another arrangement tool. Call and response break editing over 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement groove, stable. Bars 5 to 8 are the answer. Add 2 or 3 microcuts, one alternate snare slice, maybe a stutter. Then print the answer to audio and treat it like a fill loop you can drop in occasionally. This is how you get that designed feel. Speaking of fills, keep them tasteful, not clowny. Every 8 or 16 bars, do one move. Reverse a snare into the one. Do a tiny 1/8 bar stutter. Add one tom or perk slice from the break. Beat repeat can help, but use it like a sniper, not a machine gun. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, filter on and slightly band limited. This audio version is shortened for playback.